Good morning. Such a privilege and honor for me to be here to worship with you all and to be able to share God's word with you. Today we're going to be sharing from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Just one verse, but we're going to be using this as a baseline or a starting point for the rest of our message. And throughout today's message, we'll be looking at various passages actually from the Old Testament to look at and flush out some of the ideas or understandings about the priesthood. So if you would open your Bibles to 1 Peter,
it's
chapter 2, verse 5.
It
says, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ."
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的祭，献的灵祭。
Let's pray together as we ask God to open His Word to us.
我们大家一起祈祷，愿神开启自己的话语。
Father, we thank you so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your Word.
我们多谢你的话语。
We pray that right now you would illuminate our eyes and our hearts.
我们愿意你打开我们的眼和我们的心。
God, that you would help us to see and hear the call that you've given to each and every one of us.
我愿意你让我们能够看见、听见你自己给我们的呼召是什么。
God, that you would challenge us to understand what it truly means to be a holy and royal priesthood in the church.
让我们能够有一个挑战，成为教会里面一个嘅圣洁嘅祭司。
But God, not just here in the church, but also within the context of our families.
不单止喺教会里面，亦都喺我哋嘅家庭里面。
God, we pray that you would cover this time and that you would use my lips to speak your truth.
愿意你自己遮盖呢段时间，我用牧师嘅嘴唇嚟到去讲出你自己嘅话语。
In Christ's name we pray.
神嘅名祈祷。
Amen. So if you were to look at this picture here on screen, most of us would be able to identify, you know, the occupations that are associated with the clothing that this one same child is wearing. So a little pop quiz here. So this one, say right here, what do you think he is?
大家估下最左边呢个系咩职业咧？
Photography. He actually kind of looks like a Jedi from Star Wars. But he does have his camera right here, yes. So a photographer. This one is a little more obvious, and he is a?
这个呢?
Police officer.
警察.
And this one? Yeah, either a construction worker or a worker at Home Depot, right?
要是呢，佢係建築工人；要是呢，佢係 Home Depot 做嘢嘅。
Okay, and then the fourth one here.
第四個啦。
Doctor, what kind of doctor?
乜嘢醫生啊？邊科噶？
He reminds me of our pediatrician back home in California. So.
佢令我諗起我喺加州嘅兒科醫生。
But it's you said doctor. This one right here also. Either a surgeon, maybe a nurse, yes. From the hospital scrubs we can see here. And then the last one, maybe one of my favorites. UPS driver, yes.
UPS. Okay.
I remember back last year in October, and my wife and I were thinking, oh, you know, what would be a creative costume that our kids could wear for their school costume party?
咁咧，舊年嘅時候咧，學校有一個嘅派對啊，就係要扮服，着唔同嘅服飾。咁我同我太太都有一段嘅時間諗啊，到底我哋點樣去將我哋嘅仔女嚟裝扮咧？And
so we looked all over online.
所以我哋咧上網周圍睇下。
And found this one.
終於揾到呢個。
What is this?
咩噶？
One of our favorite things ever, the people who give out samples at Costco.
我最喜歡的就是在 Costco 給這個免費餐我們吃的。
Unfortunately, we weren't able to pull that off.
很可惜我們沒有穿到這樣。
But we see again from this picture that in many senses, what we wear identifies us.
這幅圖畫告訴我們就是我們穿什麼的時候就應該代表我們什麼。
It reveals our role.
讓我們看到我們的身份角色是什麼。
And as we look at this picture, we see that many articles of these clothing have a purpose.
我們看這幅照片的時候，我們看到它們的衣著的時候，都是有一個它功能的。
A hard hat.
一個頭盔。
It protects our heads.
我們保護我們的頭部。
A tool belt.
一條的工具帶。
Allows for the construction worker to hold all of his items that he needs.
讓這個建築工人可以將他的工具全部放在上面。
Even the colors, or this orange color in particular.
所以顏色呢都有重要性啊，例如呢個橙色。
It signifies a warning or allows for more visibility.
就係呢一個嘅警告或者係令人容易睇到佢嘅。
A small badge like that.
咁一個嘅章襟章。
It identifies authority.
表示出有權力。
Now most of us maybe would have a harder time identifying with.Something like this.
但係我諗，我哋大部分人咧都睇見呢幅相嘅時候，都唔拗著頭腦，唔知係乜嘢。
But as we just looked at this passage in 1 Peter chapter 2,
咁我哋啱睇完呢個彼得前書二章嘅時候
，This is what Peter is identifying to us as Christians.
彼得就將呢一個嘅裝扮嚟到去比喻我哋呢個嘅基督徒
，A holy priesthood，
就係一個聖潔嘅祭司。
Peter is saying that as Christians, each and every one of us in this passage, if you read it in its entirety, each one of us is a holy priesthood.
这里彼得告诉我们，我们每一个人都是一个圣洁的祭司。
And the Old Testament priesthood was a special calling given to certain members of the Jewish tribe of Levi.
那在旧约的时候，祭司这个职分是神的一个呼召。是專門給這個猶太利未族的某些成員的一個呼召。
And they were particularly tasked with the job of maintaining the house of the Lord.
他們主要的工作就是要去管理神的家、神的殿。
Now for the original readers of 1 Peter,
在這個彼得寫這封書信的時候，那些原來的讀者呢，
For Peter to call them a royal priesthood, it would have triggered so many images like this of the tabernacle and of the temple.
當彼得跟這些讀者講到這個祭司的時候，這些讀者的時候都會去產生很多對舊約對於這個祭司或者這個的景象在他的腦海當中。
It would have triggered many memories of oral traditions being passed down from generation to generation.
咁會令到佢哋記翻好多由一代傳落一代用口頭講述嘅一啲嘅傳統。
And so to be called a royal priesthood here in this passage was such a great honor.
所以咧，能夠講到呢個有君尊嘅祭司咧，呢個係一個好大嘅榮耀嚟嘅。
But at the same time, it's a very daunting task.
但係呢個亦都係一個好艱巨嘅工作。
Now again, if you were to call yourself a Christian, you've accepted Christ as your own personal savior.
當我們是基督徒，說自己是基督徒，我們接受了主耶穌基督作為我們的救主的時候，
Then that priesthood that the Apostle Peter is referring to relates to each and every one of us. Not just pastors, not just priests, but every one of us.
彼得所說的祭司就跟我們每一個人都有切身的關係，不單只是牧師或者是其他的聖職人員。
So I believe that this message is applicable to all of us.
所以我相信這段經文跟我們每一個都有關係。
No matter how young we are,
不論我們有幾年
，No matter how old we are，
幾年長
，No matter if our kids are young，
不論我們的兒女是細個
，Or if they've already grown up and left our house，
或者他們已經長大成人離開家庭。
And so today as we look at several characteristics of the priests，
所以今天我們看下這個祭司有幾個特徵。
We're going to be specifically looking at how that relates to the Christian home and to Christian parenting.
咁我哋特別會將佢嚟到拉落去講下到底一個嘅祭司般嘅家庭同埋養育方式係點樣。
And so this morning we'll look at two simple characteristics of the priesthood today.
我哋會今日去集中講下兩個嘅特徵。
The first is the priestly clothing.
第一个就系祭司嘅衣物。
And then the second is the priestly duties.
第二个就系佢哋嘅工作。
So first, let's look at the priestly clothing.
咁我哋首先睇下呢个祭司嘅衣饰。
And we're going to jump into Leviticus chapter 8, but really more in Exodus chapter 28.
咁我哋會講到呢個利未記第八章七節，但係咧就主要都係講呢個嘅出埃及嘅二十章。
In Leviticus chapter 8 verse 7 is a very brief description of each and every one of these articles of clothing that the priests had to wear while they served in the tabernacle.
利未記第八章七節講到好詳細，講到一啲嘅衣物係佢哋要呢個祭司喺呢個嘅會幕裏面去要著嘅。
And then in Exodus chapter 28, then we see a more elaborate description of what these pieces of clothing were.
咁呢個出埃及記廿八章咧，會詳細嘅講述每一件嘅衣物係嘅內容同埋詳情。
In total, in Scripture, we see actually 8 pieces of clothing.
咁我哋總共會有八樣嘅衣物。
9 if you were to include this little part here, which we'll talk about briefly.
咁咧，如果我哋講埋呢兩樣嘢咧，我哋就會係第九樣嘢啦。
And so the first one that each and every priest would have to wear is simply undergarments, underwear.
咁第一樣嘢最簡單嘅就係著喺裏面嘅褲子啦。
Not much is talked about it. Maybe just common sense that they wear underwear.
咁著喺裏面嘅褲子，咁所以都唔需要特別講。
Over that, they would wear a tunic, this white piece that would be a full-length body covering over their body.
咁然之後咧，入邊有嘅跟住就有一件嘅內袍，就係披蓋全身嘅。
And then to bind them together, there would be a sash or a belt that they would wrap around, what they call a girding loin that they would wrap between their legs, to put it all together.
咁咧，有將衣物束起嘅腰帶啊，或者係綁喺佢腳上面嘅。
And then over that would be this elaborate robe here in blue that would cover from shoulder all the way down to the feet.
然之後由肩膊到腳，用好靚嘅細工嘅材料嚟做成嘅外袍。
It was made of the finest materials at the time.
係當時最靚嘅材料所做嘅。
And then covering the robe would be this called the ephod, which was a vest-like clothing.
咁咧，然之後呢度咧就係一個好似背心一樣嘅一塊布，就叫做以弗德。
And then on top of the vest would be this breastplate here.
然之後喺外邊咧就有一個胸牌。
And so just as a quick aside, this Urim and Thummim then would be put inside this breast piece, which kind of had a pocket inside.
咁然之後咧，呢度有呢兩樣嘢就係烏靈同埋土明。
And then the last piece on the head would be this turban.
然之後咧有呢個嘅冠冕。
And then wrapped around the turban would be a golden crown around it.
咁然之後有一個嘅聖冠嚟到去圍住佢嘅。
And if you were to read in Exodus chapter 28,
咁如果我哋細心睇呢個嘅出埃及記廿八章嘅時候
，we see that each piece is carefully designed, intricately described by God.
咁咧，每一件嘅衣物都係由神去精心設計、錯綜複雜嘅描述出嚟嘅。
And it was crucial that every article of clothing was worn correctly.Every time the priest was serving in the tabernacle or the temple.
咁咧，每一次呢個嘅祭司喺呢個會幕或者聖殿嚟到去嘅時候，都要係著得係好正確嘅。
Now the first thing we want to observe about this clothing is the holiness of the priestly garments.
咁我哋咧要集中呢個嘅衣物嘅聖潔方面。
In Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, we see God giving instruction to Moses about the garments.
咁喺出埃及記廿八章第二節嘅時候咧，神對呢、這個有一個嘅佢呢度話：你要以給你哥哥亞倫作聖衣為榮耀為華美。
He says, "You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty."
你要給你嘅哥哥亞倫作為聖衣，作為榮耀為榮華美。
And again, from our verse in 1 Peter, Apostle Peter calls us a holy.Priesthood.
咁我哋反翻去讲嘅时候，又彼得前书提到我哋就系神圣洁嘅祭司。
Now what we have to remember is that the priests themselves were not holy.
我哋要知道就系祭司本身唔系圣洁嘅。
They were sinners, just like you and me.
佢又好似你，好似我一样系罪人。
They had to be cleansed and they had to be covered.
佢哋要去啊，為佢嘅罪要去清潔，去呢個嘅啊被覆蓋。
Keep in mind, this was during Old Testament times, before Jesus had come. And so they were covered in these holy garments that God Himself had prepared.
咁呢度所講嘅時候係耶穌未嚟到，所以佢哋覆蓋嘅係呢一個嘅神所命定嘅一啲嘅服飾。
And so similarly to these priests, this holy priesthood, we are not holy because we ourselves are not good.
所以又好似呢啲嘅祭司一樣，我哋都係唔係，我哋都係罪人。
We as a holy priesthood are only considered holy because we are covered by Christ.
我哋之所以为可以话系圣洁嘅祭司，因为我哋系被主耶稣基督喺度覆盖住。
And so when we receive Christ into our hearts, then we are then covered by the blood of Christ, just as these priests were covered by these priestly clothing.
就好似呢啲祭司要用呢一嘅啊衣饰嚟到去覆盖一样，我哋系要俾耶稣基督嘅宝血嚟到覆盖。
And so God, when God looks at us, He sees us as holy because He sees His Son's blood covering over us.
所以神望见我哋系圣洁嘅时候，就系因为佢睇见主耶稣基督嘅宝血覆盖喺我哋嘅身上。
We need to remember that's the only thing that makes us holy.
所以我哋一定记住系呢一样嘢令到我哋系成为圣洁。
But beyond that, as we start to look at some particular items of clothing of the priestly garments,
所以当我哋系去睇呢啲嘅衣物嘅时候，每一样去睇嘅时候
，we learn that there's some special meanings to some of these or each garment.
我哋要明白到每一样嘅衣物嘅意思系乜嘢。
But especially as it pertains to caring for the spiritual home, and I saw in parenting.
特別佢哋要去照管神嘅家，我哋係作啊呢個嘅養育兒女嘅時候，我哋要點樣去應用
？The first article of clothing that we want to look at is the ephod.
咁第一樣嘢我哋睇嘅就係呢個以弗德。
In Exodus chapter 28, verse 15, it says that the ephod shall be made of gold and blue threads and fibers, purple and scarlet yarns and fine linen.
出埃及記28章第15節咁講到就係以弗德要用金線同埋藍色、紫色、朱紅色線並綸的細麻組成。
One commentator in a book about priesthood that he wrote, he said this about these colors.
咁咧有一個嘅解經家嘅時候，佢去咁樣嚟形容每一樣嘅顏色係代表乜嘢？
He said, linen, which was white, signifies the purity of Christ. Gold, the divine nature of Christ. Blue, the heavenly nature of Christ. Scarlet, the redemption of Christ. Purple, the kingship and royalty and dignity of Christ. All these things must be Christ's wrought, intertwined together into us and expressed through us.
細麻布本身係白色，咁就代表基督嘅純潔；金色就代表神嘅基督嘅神性；藍色代表基督天上嘅屬性；朱紅色代表基督嘅救贖；紫色代表基督嘅王權同埋身份。所以呢個嘢一定要係無造喺我哋裏面，然之後透過我哋表彰出嚟嘅基督。
And what he was saying was that as a holy priesthood and as Christians，
咁咧所講嘅就係話作為基督徒嘅時候
，Similarly the priests wear this clothing as Christians we wear Christ， and it says that we are to be the best representation of Christ to those around us。
就係話我哋就好似呢啲嘅祭司著呢啲嘅衣物，我哋亦都係披戴基督作。对我们周围的人的时候，我们要表彰基督。
We're to represent Christ at our workplace，
在我们的职场
，in our neighborhoods，
在我们的邻里
，but especially at home，
特别在我们的家里。
As fathers and mothers， we should be the best examples of Christ to our children。
父母是子女最重要、最好的一个的學習嘅機會，我哋要作佢哋嘅榜樣，將基督表彰出嚟。
More so than the pastors at church，
我哋係重要過呢個牧師。
More so than missionaries that we might meet，
重要過我哋所遇到嘅宣教士。
More so than maybe our friends at church，
重要過教會裏面嘅朋友。
Again， as parents， we need to demonstrate Christ the most for our kids。
所以咧，我哋作为父母嘅，我哋系最重要一个人，系将耶稣基督嚟到表彰俾我哋嘅子女认识。
The second article that we look at is the breastpiece of, or what we also understand to be the breastpiece of, piece of judgment.
第二个衣物咧就系呢个胸牌，又叫做决断牌。
The breastpiece was a plate that had 12 stones, 12 precious stones affixed to this plate.
咁胸牌上面咧系镶有12粒嘅宝石。
And each one of those stones represented the tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel or the children of Jacob.
代表着12个嘅支派同埋以色列12个儿子。
And it says specifically in Exodus chapter 28, verse 29, this breastpiece was to be put on his heart of this priest.
咁咧喺圣经里面提醒我哋就话呢一个一定要放喺我哋嘅心胸上面。
That location was meant to be a reminder for the priest, for the children of Israel to be constantly on his heart.
咁咧呢个就系提醒就话呢个祭司就系要将以色列嘅儿女放喺佢心上面。
It also served as a reminder that the children of Israel would be front and center before before God.
亦都系要提醒佢哋就系话要将到以色列嘅儿女放喺神嘅前面。
And so similarly as priestly parents, we are constantly to have our kids in our hearts in prayer.
所以作为这个的祭司般的父母的时候，我们要经常在我们的祈祷里面来去纪念着我们的儿女。
For some of us, that may sound like common sense.
咁对于我来讲，可能是一些普通常识而已。
But for many of us also, we also realize how hard that is.
但是对于我们另外一些人的时候，可能是觉得这是一个很困难的事情。
How hard it is to present our kids in prayer every single day.
每一天将我们的子女交托在神的手里面是一件不是容易的事。
How hard it is to dedicate our kids daily to the Lord's work rather than our own hopes and our own dreams.
每一天都将他们交托在神，让神来到在他们身上来工作，而不是让要他们去我们去自己怎样去做去谋做这些事。
Now inside the breastpiece of judgment was a, like I mentioned, a pocket of sorts.
咁咧呢个嘅胸牌里边有一个好似一个袋咁嘅嘢。
And inside was two little what we understand to be stones or just some kind of pieces called the Urim and the Thummim.
咁里面有两样嘢，好似石头咁嘅嘢就系叫乌灵同埋土明。
Now even after much research from historians and experts.
咁咧，雖然嘅歷史學家或者啲嘅考古家去研究多時嘅時候
，In Scripture we don't know exactly how the Urim and the Thummim were used。
我哋都唔係好清楚特別嘅知道烏靈同埋土明嘅作用係乜嘢。
But we do see in a number of instances in the Old Testament how the Urim and Thummim were used to consult with God。
咁咧，但係咧，透過我哋嘅舊約嘅時候，我睇見好多嘅情況底下，啲人都係將到藉著呢個烏靈同埋土明去求告神。
It was almost seemed like rock paper scissors sometimes。
啊，就好似大家青筋磨教叉燒包咁樣樣。
As if casting lots, you know, if they came out with the black stone or if they came out with the white stone, it was interpreted in different ways。
啊，又或者啦，我哋咁碌一粒骰仔出去，然之後睇下到底個結果係點樣。
But what's clear is that they were used back then in order to determine what the judgment or what the commands of God were.
咁佢就係靠著呢兩樣嘢嘅時候去睇下神嘅決定係乜嘢。
In our passage in Exodus in verse 30, it says this, Aaron shall bear the judgment of the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord regularly. And this was using the Urim and the Thummim.
咁咧，出埃及记28:30讲到，亚伦要在耶和华面前常将以色列人嘅决断牌带在胸前，就系特别讲到呢两样嘅东西。
When it came to decisions that the priests had to make, they would consult with God with this Urim and the Thummim.
当啲祭司要作决定嘅时候，佢就睇下呢。他就要凭着这个乌灵和土明去作这个最后的决定。
And so again, as Christian parents, we are called when decisions are to be made to consult with God first.
所以作为这个基督徒父母的时候，当我们要去决定一些东西的时候，我们应该去求告主，看看神的旨意是什么。
We need to be seeking Him on how to raise and how to discipline and how to guide our children.
咁我哋喺教養管教牧養佢哋嘅時候，我哋都要求問神嘅旨意係乜嘢。
The rearing of our children shouldn't be based on our own judgments or our own rules or our own expectations。
所以咧，養育子女嘅時候，唔係睇我哋自己嘅諗法，或者係我哋嘅家規係乜嘢，或者我哋嘅對佢哋嘅期望係乜嘢。
Rather, they need to be influenced by Scripture and godly values to shape our kids to make the right decisions.
乃係要靠呢個嘅我哋要被呢個聖經同埋神嘅價值觀嚟到去影響我哋，以至到呢個細路仔將來嘅時候可以去作正確嘅決定。
Next, we want to look at some of the main duties that the priesthood had to do as well.
咁我哋跟住要睇就係話祭司佢哋嘅職責係乜嘢啦。
As we shift forward a little bit in Numbers, we look in Numbers chapter 18, and there were two main duties that the priesthood had to take care of.
咁我哋向前啲睇，我哋就睇到呢個民數記十八章，我哋就睇到主要嘅時候係有兩個嘅職責。
The first was to serve as mediator between God and man.
所以第一樣嘢就係作為神同埋人之間嘅中保。
But as a priest, he would also serve as a mediator between man to God.
但係祭司同時嘅時候，亦都要成為人同埋神之間嘅中保。
The second duty was then also to administer the sacrifices of God in the temple or the tabernacle.
第二樣嘢就係喺呢個聖殿或者係會幕裏面作呢個嘅獻祭。
And so as we look specifically at this first duty as mediator, he was to serve as a representative of God for Israel.
第一樣嘢就係話，當佢做作為中保嘅時候，就係換言之，就係佢係代表神，係嚟到去同呢個以色列人嘅講説話。
He was called to relate the things of God or the teachings of God or even the characters of God to man.
佢要將到神嘅教訓或者神嘅屬性嚟到去帶俾呢啲嘅人民眾。
But in the same way as a sinner, he also had to relate man in his prayers and all those things, relate them to God as well.
但係作為罪人嘅時候，佢亦都要將人嘅需要嚟到去帶俾神。
In Numbers chapter 18, verse 1, God tells Aaron this.
民數記十八章第一節，耶和華就對亞倫咁樣講。
He says, you and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear iniquity connected with the sanctuary. And you and your sons with you shall bear iniquity connected with your priesthood.
你和你的儿子并你本族的人要一同担当干犯圣所的罪业。你和你的儿子也要一同担当干犯祭司职任的罪业。
And then later in verse 5, it says this, you are to be responsible for the care of the sanctuary and the altar so that my wrath will not fall on the Israelites again.
咁喺第五節嘅時候，佢講到你們要看守聖所和壇，免得憤怒再臨到以色列人。
You can imagine the pressure that the priests felt.
所以你可以體會到一個嘅祭司係有幾大嘅壓力。
And what this meant was that the priesthood,Again, not just pastors, but all of us. We're responsible for what happens in the house of God.
所以作為祭司，我哋每一個人，我哋唔係單止係牧師，我哋都要係為到呢個嘅聖殿神嘅家裏面所發生嘅嘢去負責。
And they were responsible for their very own conduct as priests as well.
佢哋亦都要對自己作為祭司嘅一個操守嚟到去負責。
This meant that they had to be well trained.
所以咧，就換言之，佢哋就一定要係好好嘅受訓練啦。
They had to know all the intricate details of what to do with every single sacrifice.
佢哋要對每一個嘅祭嘅每一個嘅詳細嘅情況都要明瞭。
Again, 8 pieces of clothing. They had to know exactly how to put it on and how to put it on and where to put it on.
所以咧，就譬如呢個嘅八件嘅衣物嘅時候，佢哋要識得。點樣正確地去穿著，放喺點樣著法，著喺邊度，點樣做
？There were numerous pieces of furniture in the tabernacle and the temple.
喺會幕同埋聖殿裏面有好多嘅陳設。
And they had to know exactly where each piece had to be.
佢哋要知道每一樣嘅陳設家具都係要放喺邊一度。
If you remember or have read through the various sacrifices in the Old Testament.
當我哋大家都記得我哋就睇到聖舊約嘅時候，講到獻祭方面嘅時候。
They had to know when to use a sheep, when to use a goat, when to use a bull, when to use a dove, when to use a pigeon.
我哋知道幾時用山羊，幾時用綿羊，幾時用公牛，幾時用唔同啊雀仔啊啊鴿子等等嘅嘢。
But not only were they responsible for themselves, they were also responsible for the children as well.
佢哋不單止要對自己負責，亦都要為到所有以色列嘅兒女嚟到負責。
So not only did they have to be, because what God was teaching was that the house of God is a holy place.
咁神嘅教導就係話，神嘅家係一個聖潔嘅地方。
So not only did they as priests have to be covered with holiness.
不單止祭司要係穿戴呢啲嘅神聖嘅衣飾。
They also had to bring that training to the children of Israel so that they would understand what it meant to maintain holiness in the house of God.
他们也要教识这些以色列人，以至他们知道怎样去保持这个神的家的圣洁。
The house of God was not a place where anyone could just run around and do whatever they wanted.
神的家不是任人自由出入，任他们为所欲为的。
There's a story of Uzzah the Levite in the Old Testament.
所以我们记得有一个利未人乌撒的故事，是吧？
In which they were transporting the Ark of the Covenant back into their town, and they were transporting it by a cart, by oxen.
他们用牛车将到这个神的约柜运回去市镇的时候。
And as the Ark of the Covenant was rolling on this road,
当这个牛车一路在这个路上来到行走的时候，
one of the oxen kind of tripped over something and caused the Ark of the Covenant to shake.
突然间其中一只牛的时候是失脚，咁嘅时候以至个约柜咧就摇一摇啦。
And this man Uzzah, maybe out of the goodness of his heart, reached out to catch the ark so it wouldn't fall to the ground.
你乌撒嘅时候出于好意，于是咧佢就去尝试帮一把，斗住呢个嘅约柜。
But as it says in the story in 2 Samuel, because of the holiness of God, the holiness that was represented in this Ark of the Covenant, when Uzzah touched it, he was struck down and died.
但是在这个撒母耳记下提到，就是说因为神的圣洁轻慢不得的时候，这个乌撒就被击杀了。
As innocent of an action as this might have been from Uzzah.
我们望下去这件事的时候，好像这个乌撒很无辜。
We see that the holiness of God is not something to be taken lightly.
但是神的圣洁是轻慢不得，不能够容易去忽视的。
And so it was the priestly duty to train all the Israelites about the holiness of God.
所以他要将神的圣洁来到去教导给所有这些以色列人。
Especially in the context of God's house.
这个时候特别是应用在神的家里面。
There were rules to be followed and consequences to be had if they weren't.
咁就係有啲嘅規例我哋要遵守，如果唔遵守嘅時候，我哋都要係為呢啲嘢嚟到負責嘅。
And so too as priestly parents, we're responsible for the actions in our households.
咁所以作為呢個嘅祭司般嘅父母嘅時候，我哋都要為我哋嘅家嚟到負責。
Not only are we responsible for ourselves, but we are responsible for our spouses, and we're responsible for our children.
不单止对我们自己作父母的负责，我们要对我们的配偶负责，我们对我们的子女的负责。
We are responsible to teach, responsible to train, and responsible to discipline.
我们要是负责去教导、训练和督责这个子女。
Especially as it pertains to spiritual matters and spiritual teachings.
特别在属灵的事情、属灵的教训上面。
The duty of this does not fall solely on the pastors or the teachers or the church.
这个职责不是单单落在牧师、教师或者教会的身上。
Ultimately, it falls on the home.
最终的时候，这个责任是落在我们的家里面。
As priestly parents, we need to be teaching our children about worship.
作为这个祭司般的父母的时候，我们要是教导我们的儿女关于这个崇拜。
As fathers and mothers, we need to demonstrate worship and worship together.
作为爸爸妈妈的时候，我们要去示范怎样去崇拜， 我哋都要同佢哋一齐嚟到崇拜。
And this isn't just on a Sunday context, so bring them to church and let them do their own thing, but doing these at home.
咁呢个不单止系喺礼拜日，我哋要带佢哋去教会嚟佢哋崇拜，更加喺我哋家里面，我哋都要有嘅敬拜。
We need to be setting up our homes to be a holy place where our kids can learn and grow to be Christ followers.
我哋要去预备我哋嘅家成为一个圣洁嘅地方，以致我嘅仔女可以去成长，可以学习点样去做一个基督嘅跟随者。
As we shared in the first point, our children need to see the parents first and foremost living out the gospel before them.
就好似之前提過，父母你就係最重要的一個人，去將到基督嚟到去説明俾你嘅子女嘅一個人。
Our kids need to see us as parents passionately living out, demonstrating a life of prayer and a life of devotion.
咁作為父母嘅時候，我哋要俾我哋嘅仔女睇到我哋好熱切嘅係過一個嘅祈禱同埋靈修嘅生活。
They need to see us in the Word of God.
他们要看到我们活在神的话语里面。
I wrote this part because it's more of a conviction for myself.
牧师写这部分的时候特别是应用到在他自己的身上。
But if they see us passionate about work, or passionate about sports, or passionate about TV shows, or passionate about what's on our phones.
当他们看到我们好熱切嘅一啲嘅嘢，關於我哋嘅不論對工作好熱切啊，對體育啊，對電視啊節目，或者對我哋嘅手機好熱切嘅時候咧
，Our children are going to learn the very exact same things。
我哋嘅子女亦都會係學到同樣嘅嘢。
And so at home, we need to be talking frequently with them about Bible stories。
所以喺家庭嘅時候，我哋經常要同佢哋去講一啲聖經嘅故事。
We need to be talking to them about the lessons that they learned at church.
同佢哋讲下到底佢哋喺教会里面学到啲乜嘢功课。
We need to talk about real life issues and about sins and about forgiveness.
讲下现实嘅生活里面人嘅罪同埋饶恕。
We need to sing songs with them and teach it over and over with them and start early with them.
我哋要同佢哋一齐嘅教佢哋唱歌，我哋要系好早嘅时候已经开始同佢哋一齐唱一啲圣诗。
I wish I had posted this video for us, but I just thought of this. You know, my youngest daughter, who was 2 at the time.
咁咧，我就好想有呢個嘅 video 俾大家睇，但係咧，冇喺度啊。咁我就講下我女兒兩歲嘅時候。
And I was at work.
我喺公司嘅裏面，我做緊工。
And my wife sent me a text, a little video.
咁我嘅太太將呢個嘅video寄嚟俾我。
And it was a video of my daughter praying before breakfast.
咁就係睇到我女兒咧喺食早餐之前嚟到祈禱。
The simplest but cutest little prayer.
最簡單但係最得意嘅一個嘅祈禱。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the food, for the food, and the many blessings, and the many blessings.Amen, amen.
我唱得冇牧师咁好，所以我唔翻译啦。但系咧，主要咧就系呢个嘅女儿好简单嘅，就系为到呢啲食物嚟去祝谢。
And I watched that, and I realized she had learned that at a Bible study class.
咁原来咧，佢就喺一个嘅查经班里面学识嘅。
Even at 2 years old.
即使系得两岁。
She realized what it looked like to be thankful for her food.
佢已經識得點為佢嘅食物嚟到去祝謝。
They may not get it or understand it the first couple of times。
咁頭一次嘅時候，佢哋未必係得㗎，係咪
？And sometimes when we try to get them to do it, it may be very discouraging because they refuse。
咁開頭嘅時候，可能因為佢哋拒絕嘅緣故，我哋覺得好失望。
But as we keep on doing it, keep on practicing with them。
如果我哋繼續去做，繼續同佢哋練習嘅話咧？
Their brains and their hearts are like sponges, and they catch and they start following what's happening before their eyes at home.
佢嘅腦袋，佢哋嘅心就好似一個海綿咁，一路將所有嘅嘢嚟到索埋，嚟到去學習到。
The question is, are they seeing priestly parenting, or are they seeing something different altogether?
所以最重要嘅就係佢喺你嘅身上睇到嘅一個祭司般嘅教育方式，抑或睇到另外一啲唔 係嘅嘢。
This is a very hard thing for me to share.
咁以下講嘅嘢咧，就係我即係都有啲困難去講同大家嚟分享嘅。
As family pastor here at ACC,
作為 ACC 嘅家庭牧師
，I am not a perfect parent.
我唔係一個完美嘅爸爸。
I'm so far from it.
我遠遠都未達到嗰個目標。
Even yesterday, I had a very difficult time.
即使昨日嘅時候，我都有一個好困難嘅時候。
Last night, I didn't go to sleep until 2 o'clock.
昨晚我差唔多兩點鐘先可以去瞓。
Because we've been dealing with something with one of my children.
因為我哋要係應付一個其中一個孩子嘅一個問題。
In recent weeks, after coming back from Thailand for their mission trip.
當我哋喺泰國短宣翻嚟之後呢幾個禮拜咧。
Our kids were with our grandparents.
咁喺嗰幾個禮拜嘅時候，我哋嘅細路仔就係同佢哋嘅祖父母一齊。
And our grandparents do things differently than we do at home.
祖父母嘅養育方式係同我哋係有少唔同，係咪？
And so we've been spending these past couple weeks retraining one of our children about sleepy habits.
所以翻嚟呢幾個禮拜咧，我哋要將呢個幾個細路仔嘅睡眠習慣咧重新喺度訓練。
Within 2 weeks' time, it can all switch just like that.
只係去咗兩個禮拜，但係佢哋已經完全好改大嘅改變。
But it's incredibly frustrating.
所以係非常非常之令人煩惱嘅一件事。
And I find myself raising my voice all too easily.
所以我起碼有一樣嘢就係話，我好容易咧就發現我自己就會大聲。
And sometimes I would resort to spanking because it just gets the more immediate response.
甚至我好輕易嘅就會去對佢哋作體罰，因為呢個咧係最容易令到佢哋改變嘅一個方法。
But in one incident, I also realized how much fear it also brings about in one of my children.
但係當我咁做嘅時候，我亦都驚覺到就係我啲細路仔有好大嘅恐懼喺當中。
And so recently, I had to call one of my kids over and apologize to them.
所以最近我叫我嘅其中一個嘅孩子嚟到，我向佢哋道歉。
And I had to ask them for forgiveness.
我向佢嚟到去要求佢原諒我。
For spanking them out of anger.
因為我係喺憤怒當中嚟到對佢哋施行體罰。
And he always enjoys hearing me apologize.
佢好中意聽我道歉嘅。
But we use that time to start talking about some of the challenges that we are seeing and some of the fears that he was having going to sleep at night.
所以就我係趁呢個機會嘅時候，大家都有一個好討論，就係講到呢個嘅恐懼同埋咧瞓覺嗰個嘅難處。
Yesterday we talked through some of the new rules that we are establishing.
所以咧，琴日我係卒之咧就決定咗一啲嘅規則啦。
And we took time to pray together as well.
我哋都花呢個時間去大家一齊嚟到去祈禱。
Priestly parenting is not about being a perfect parent.
祭司般嘅管教方式並不是係並不等於完美嘅管教方式。
But it's parenting that demonstrates and represents Christ to our kids.
呢個養育方式係要將基督嚟到去帶俾我哋嘅子女。
Especially when we're wrong.
特別係當我哋係錯嘅時候。
As we close, the encouraging thing is this.
當我哋結束嘅時候，我亦想同大家講一啲較為興奮啲嘅事情。
Yes, the ultimate responsibility of spiritual growth for our kids is in the home.
我哋喺最終嘅時候作呢個嘅祭司般嘅養育嘅時候，係翻嚟去到我哋嘅家庭嘅裏面。
As Christians, yes, we are all called as a holy priesthood in our homes.
咁作為基督徒嘅時候，我哋都係被神呼召作喺我哋家庭裏面作一個嘅祭司嘅父母。
But we're not alone.
但係我哋唔係孤獨去打呢場嘅仗。
We're all called to this task.
我哋呢度每一個人都係被神呼召作呢樣嘢。
If you look again at our original verse, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
如果我们看回这个彼得前书第二章五节的时候呢?
In the first part of the verse, it says, You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house.
开头上半节说,你们来到主面前的时候,就好像活石 被建造成为灵宫。
And this is a picture of these stones, you know, stone masons and stones being put upon one another, building one another up.
我们可以想象到这些石像一旧一旧这些灵石搭上去，来要制造这造成这个灵宫。
We're helping one another.
我们这些是我们大家是互相帮助的。
We're called to support one another.
我们是被呼召去支持大家的。
To pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
To give advice to one another.
彼此的提供这个意见这个忠告。
As a church body,
作为教会的一个肢教会的肢体
we are here to serve and to train so that we can carry that back into our homes.
我们在这里就要去侍奉，我们要学习，以致我们将它所做的、所学的，来带回我们的家庭当中。
So if you're struggling, ask questions.
所以如果你有困难的时候，你可以去问。问题
We've all been there.
我们每一个人都经历过这些情况。
And as you hear concerns or prayer requests,
如果你听到一些代祷要求的时候
share into the lives of your fellow brothers and sisters.
我们有代祷要求的时候，我们可以跟我们的弟兄姊妹来分享。
Invest and love on one another.
我们投资在对方，我们在大家的爱护对方。
I was thinking one of the beautiful things about the Chinese culture or even the Chinese church.
在中国的传统或者甚至在中国的教会里面都有一样东西很好的。
We kind of have this already built-in family.
我们就是似乎来讲我们当中已经大家好像一个家庭一样。
Even when you meet someone or parent, another parent for the first time.
即使你认识到另外一个未认识的朋友的家庭家长的时候呢
automatically it's innate within us to call them 阿姨 or 叔叔 right
所以我们即使见到一个较为年长的人我们都行埋的时候我都会叫他阿姨啊叔叔啊
every single one of us is an auntie or uncle to somebody
我们每一个人都是另外一个人的 auntie uncle
so we're all in this together
所以呢我们每一个人我们都是在同一个地方
We're not just individual families, we're all one church family.
我们不是很多不同的家庭，我们乃是教会里面一个的家庭。
May we all be living stones that build one another up and build up a spiritual house for God here at ACC.
让我们就是每一个人都能够成为活石，能够制造，帮这个ACC打造成为一个的灵工。
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
父啊，我多谢你的话语。
We thank you that even though we are all called to the priesthood, that you ultimately are the great high priest.
即使我们每一个人都是被呼召作为这个祭司的时候，你先是那个至高的祭司。
Thank you that you demonstrated what it looked like to be a perfect priest and a perfect parent.
感谢你，你已经给我们树立一个榜样，怎样去做一个祭司，怎样做一个父母。
God, help us as parents to model after you so that we can demonstrate you to our children.
让我们每一个人都从你的榜样里面学习，以致我们在我们的子女的面前怎样去表彰你自己。
And so we commit our children to you.
我们将我们的子女交到在你的手当中。
We commit all of our families to you.
我们将我们每一个家庭放在你的手当中。
And we commit our church to you.
我们将我们的教会放在你的手中。
Because ultimately you committed yourself to us.
因为是你是会照顾我们每一个的人。
God, help us to grow our homes for Jesus one day at a time.
神啊，让我们能够每一日一日的一日的时候，我们能够将我们的家庭去培育成为一个属灵的家庭。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.